This is Eco Money on Money FM 89.3, where we bring you the latest in sustainability and finance. I'm Rachel Kelly. Rooftop solar panels, water management, and energy efficiency. These are just some of the measures you would expect a property player to put in place if they're looking to embark on a sustainability journey. But what about sustainable financing, such as sustainability-linked loans or green bonds? Recently, regional real estate giant CapitaLand obtained a $500 million Singapore dollar sustainability-linked bilateral loan from United Overseas Bank. In total, CapitaLand and its real estate investment trusts have raised over 2.42 billion Singapore dollars in the last 2 years through sustainable financing instruments. And Andrew Lim, a Group Chief Financial Officer, CapitaLand Group, said that integrating CapitaLand's environmental, social and governance, or ESG, performance with financial metrics demonstrates the group's long-term focus on sustainability and responsible growth.
The key feature is that the financial cost, the interest cost tied to a sustainability-linked loan, is then pegged to our performance based on the various metrics that are pegged to, whether it's the GRESB or the Dow Jones Sustainability Index or a similar type of index. So in that way, you can measure our performance based off our ESG efforts, and that is directly linked to the cost of the financing product that we use. Whereas in the case of a sustainability, sort of a green bond or a green loan, then it is a slightly different approach where they tie the product to a specific project, a real estate project in this case, that is deemed to have met certain specific standards, whether it's a LEED rating or a BCA rating in the case of Singapore, and so on and so forth. So it's a slightly different approach, but the principle remains the same.
In Singapore, sustainability reporting's been introduced by the Singapore Exchange for listed companies on a comply or explain basis. And beyond financing, in its latest sustainability report, CapitaLand Group reported that it has achieved utilities cost avoidance of 208 million Singapore dollars in 2019 since 2009. CapitaLand also achieved a 29.4% reduction in carbon emissions intensity since 2008. And Mr. Lim explains the business benefits of implementing a more sustainability-focused strategy.
I think many companies are asking themselves what it means to be a sustainable organization, and that very definition is changing. And so from CapitaLand's perspective, you know, we started this journey many years ago. We were one of the first companies to publish a sustainability report. We're in our 11th edition. So we were doing this, you know, very early because we recognized that there was benefit to tying our ESG efforts to the sustainability of the group as a whole. And I think this is where this becomes absolutely critical. You are able to then focus on embedding ESG throughout the organization. We've organized our ESG efforts under 6 broad capitals. And that, I think, is again a reflection of our recognition that there are many forms of capital within the organization, and that they're all important. They could be environmental capital, human capital, social capital, and of course financial capital, just to name a few of these. So we are in the process of continually trying to embed this approach throughout our organization, in our culture, and the way we do business.
Going forward, Andrew Lim, Group Chief Financial Officer of CapitaLand Group, says that for sustainability to be successful, cooperation is needed, and working towards a common understanding and a common set of metrics that can be applied as universally as possible is important. I'm Rachel Kelly, and you've been listening to Eco Money on Money FM 89.3.